Welcome to another Astros podcast.
And welcome back, Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, joined by the Astros Director of Pro Scouting, Kevin Goldstein, as the Astros wrap up their season opening road trip in Milwaukee this afternoon. And, I mean, you look at where you sit right now, losing 2 out of 3 in New York, but splitting the first 2 here in Milwaukee, so a chance for a 500 road trip. Not a bad start, all things considered.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's some people getting worked up about the early starts, but you know, if I had a dollar for every time a good team lost 3 out of 5 games, I'd be on my Pacific Island that I bought with that money instead of here at the ballpark. We're excited about this team. We like the roster the way we're obviously we're hitting very well. The pitching will come around. We feel good about where we are. No one's panicking who isn't an employee of the Houston Astros. I'll tell you that right now. It was good to get a win last night. We got Dallas going today. It's gonna be nice to finally get home to Houston tomorrow and then get on that roll that we know this team has in it.
Kevin, let's talk about the Great White. I mean, it's a legend now. I mean, it's only 5 games, but 10 for 15 with all the power numbers and getting drafted so late. I would imagine he was a roster filler, basically, after he got drafted in the 33rd round. Tell me about some of those meetings where people are going, hey, man, this guy can really hit. We got to start getting him more at bats in the minor leagues.
Well, there's a couple things. Obviously, there's plenty of Tyler White stories. I will tell you, though, I'm just going to sound like a cliche, but it's not. Like, we really don't see the 33rd round as roster filler. You know, and obviously those guys are long shots. We know they're long shots. But we're taking those guys for a reason. They have aspects that we really like. And the aspect we really liked about Tyler White were 2 things. He could hit. And the fact that he made contact consistently in college. He was not a strikeout guy who had power. That's actually a rare skill, as you guys have seen at the big leagues. Guys who hit for power but also don't strike out.
Yeah. Right.
And so that stood out for us. And it was a thing that we went and saw him. I got to tell you, I know I texted to 2 people in the last 24 hours. And I wish we were on video. A photo I have on my phone of him in college, which is a different physical beast. About
really?
30 or 40 more bad pounds on him. He's worked his butt off to get in a better shape. And he's hit at every level. And, you know, those guys... You know, whether you're a first-round pick who gets $5 million or a 33rd-round pick who gets significantly less than that, you know, you have a chance to work your way up, and you've got to give him all the credit. Everywhere we put him, he hit. You move him up, you go, we got to give him another challenge. He hits, he hits, he hits. He almost hit 400 AAA last year, clobbers the ball, spring training, and here we are, and he keeps hitting well, and you got to give it to him. I mean, this is a kid who... You know, a lot of people thought was just an org player, but we thought he had a chance to hit, and he's hit.
Maybe that was the key. You guys gave him such a little signing bonus that he couldn't afford to eat. That worked out real well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, you got to get him great. He's really worked himself to get himself in a better shape, and he's in – that's the thing. He knows he had to get in better shape, and he did. And the other thing he had to do is become a better defender and not just be a hitter. And if you've seen him at first base his first few games, I know from having seen him a lot in the minors, I've seen significant improvements just starting the spring with him defensively as well. And that's been a nice thing to see. And that happens, you know, throughout our minor league system. A guy like A.J. Reed, we told him he had to get better at first base. Mm-hmm. You guys saw him this spring. He's pretty good out there. And so you know, that's we want our players to be all-around players. First base is an important defensive position for us, especially with us in the shifting. It becomes more than just to get through the bag and catch the ball. There's a little more asked of them. And both those guys did a great job this spring.
When you were – in this offseason, looking at adding starting pitching depth, the guy that you targeted and wound up signing was Doug Fister, who made his Astros debut yesterday, pitched pretty well, giving up 3 runs in 5 innings, earning the win. What was it that you guys really liked about Doug Fister, especially considering the fact that he was coming off a down year with the Nationals?
One thing that appealed to us was the history of success. You know, this is a guy who had some very good years with some championship-level teams and you know, was a number 2 or 3 starter for teams that were getting to the postseason. And we thought he was a good bounce-back candidate. And a guy who could, you know, get a little stuff back and you know, shore up the back of our rotation, pitch some important innings for us. I was intrigued by what I saw yesterday. I thought he pitched pretty well. Obviously, he got into a little scuffle in that last inning, and he gave up the home run. But before that, he was going at hitters. He was getting his sinker-slider combination to keep hitters off balance. He was able to pitch down and away from guys and keep away from their danger zones. And get ground balls, which is something he's good at, a big part of his game. That's when you know he's on. When the ball's getting hit to the ground, that's when he's hitting well. But he also missed a surprising number of bats last night as well.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros Director of Pro Scouting, Kevin Goldstein. And, you know, you have some guys who are working their way back to the big league club. One of those, Evan Gattis. He's played 3 games down at Double-A Corpus Christi, 5 for 12 with a double, swinging the bat pretty well. Also had a home run yesterday. Obviously, it would be nice to get him back up here and back in the lineup coming back from that sports hernia surgery.
It would be. And he's frustrated just by not being here. He wants to be here right now. And it's been you know, a bit of a challenge for everyone on the staff to do the right thing by Evan and just, you know, take it slowly, make sure he's coming back 100%. You guys know how Evan is. Evan's a strong competitor, guy who wants to be out here competing, wants to be with this team right now. And he spent quite a few days toward the end of spring training playing with the minor leaguers on the backfields, getting his at-bats, and he wasn't running all the way yet, would run to first, not further. And he, you know, the fact that he's in games right now, swinging exceptionally well, and that's nice to see. It took him a while to get his timing. You started to see it in those last few days in the backfields, after you guys were gone, really. It was just down to the minor league guys, and you started to see that timing coming back. You started to see him recognizing fastballs and driving them, and that's what he's doing at Corpus. So, yeah, it'd be great to get another bopper in the lineup and put even more runs on the scoreboard up here.
Kevin, was it convenient for the organization to be really patient whenever Lance McCullers had a little soreness in his shoulder, to push him back a little bit? Because with the idea of the team, and they expect to go to the postseason, and knowing that he'd be a big part of that, was it convenient just to push him back a little bit and just let this thing run its course?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the word convenient. Mm-hmm. It made it a little easier for us to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Might be one way to put it. I understand where you're going with that, and obviously Lance is a guy who pitched a career high innings last year and well above what he was at the year before, and a guy who's very young, whose workload we need to be smart about. And so did it make it a little easier to make that decision? Yeah, I mean, we know what we're doing. We know we'll have Lance lined up a little better and a little fresher come the end of the year when we're going to be playing some important games, we hope.
Alex Bregman, second overall pick in the draft last year, starting off at Double-A Corpus Christi and playing pretty well, 4-for-11 early in the season. What was it about Bregman? I mean, this is a guy, he played for a handful of A-ball teams last year, and again, just a half season since he was at LSU during the spring and didn't get drafted till June. What was it about Bregman that made you guys think, all right, this is a guy who's ready to be pushed, ready to go to Double-A right now?
It was a combination of both his talent and his makeup. This is a guy who just hits and hits, has a very mature game. He's a really good approach at the plate. He has mature at-bats. He's polished in the field in terms of, you know, he's not a guy who's going to make a lot of thoughtless errors or the kind of errors you expect from a first-year professional. His game is advanced. It's polished. It's ready for Double-A in our minds. And the other thing is just it is that work ethic and that makeup. You know, this guy works as hard as anybody, and that's a real nice thing to see for a player with that kind of hype, with that kind of draft status. You know, he is a role model for some of his teammates in terms of how hard he works and what he puts into it. He's a real baseball rat. You know, there's the great story when he was at LSU, they actually had to install kind of a swipe card system into their batting cages because they're getting tired of people of him calling people at 1:30 in the morning saying he wants to hit. And so, you know, it's that kind of work. This guy loves playing baseball. He likes nothing more than being in a baseball game. And so, and that combined with what we saw really in that half of the season after we drafted him and signed him quickly, we thought his talents were ready for that level. And, you know, we're open to challenging players. And that's the thing. We don't feel that there's some sort of exact template for bringing players through a minor league system where you go spend a year at A ball and a year at high A, things like that. It's a very individualistic approach for the Houston Astros. And, you know, we think players tell us when they're ready for that next level. Yep. And Alex Bregman told us he's ready for Double-A.
Another guy that's pretty – looks like he's ready for that next level. He's the third youngest player in the Texas League, Double-A for the Astros. Francis Martes, who made his debut yesterday, 6 shutout innings, only giving up 1 hit. He's pretty special, right?
It's a really impressive arm. It's a guy we're really excited about. I mean, he has 2 really impressive pitches that can bring you an easy plus or more fastball. He's going to average about 93 to 95. You're going to get 97 to 98s out of him when he wants to push it a little bit. And the thing that kind of puts him over the top that gives him that second really big weapon is he has a power breaking ball that's actually really reminiscent in my mind of who we just talked about, Lance McCullers. You know, it's a low 80 power breaking ball. Those power curve balls that scouts love. And he's got the ability to throw strikes. He's a very aggressive pitcher. He goes up there and there's a little bit of a frown on his face and he pitches with some anger in him in a good way. He goes right after it. He's afraid of nothing. And he's a guy, again, the combination of talent and his approach is what made us think that guy at that age was ready for Double-A as well.
Kevin Goldstein, Astros Director of Pro Scouting, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm glad to do the first Sunday with you. It's nothing from up from here for you guys.
Robert Ford.
Back at the wall, looking up. See you later.
Steve Sparks.
Unbelievable performance here at Minute Maid Park.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the miss. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wildcard game.
Go to astros.com for game times and broadcast information.